Saskatchewan Agriculture reports, due to variable weather and field conditions, spring planting across the province ranges from nearly complete to about 84% complete. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday for the period from June 2nd to June 8th. Samantha Marcino, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says some regions received excessive rainfall.
Seeding progress did continue to advance the past week, with some regions very close to completion or at completion. So seeding is 93% complete, which is up from 80% last week, but is still trailing slightly behind the 5 and 10 year averages of 97%. When we take a look at this regionally, the West Central region is the furthest ahead at 98% complete, so basically complete. The Southwest region is 97% complete. Southeast is at 96%, the Northwest at 95%, Northeast at 92%. And the East Central region is trailing a little bit behind at 84% complete. I think it's always a story for Saskatchewan is variability. I mean, it ranges so much from the Southeast corner to the Northeast corner. Especially this past week, there's some extreme variability in rainfall. So some areas like the Calder region got 164 millimeters of rain. The RM of Fertile Belt is 118 and the Langeberg region 116 mils. So the east central and southeast corners were a little bit wetter than maybe they wanted to be in certain regions. This caused our topsoil moisture conditions to increase a little bit in that surplus category. But keeping in mind that there are certain areas of the province still that are probably looking for a rain. But just looking at the cropland topsoil moisture, we're sitting provincially at a 13% surplus, 77% adequate, 9% short, and 1% very short.
Marcino says most producers are hoping for some sunshine and warm growing weather. She says there's still some seeding to be done in certain regions, so they're hoping the weather cooperates for that and that the wind dies down to allow for in-crop herbicides. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.